What were your thoughts on the game, Paul?
I thought they played real well. I thought they blocked shots, competed, and did a lot of good simple things. They got a few timely saves. I didn't think we generated nearly as much as we normally like to offensively. We've struggled in that department, but they played very well.
How much of that is a credit to what the Leafs are doing defensively, maybe their goaltending as well, especially in that third period?
Yeah, it's the most sorted game that they've played against us in terms of positionally being sound. I think there's a comfort level there, it seems. He made some good saves. I don't know. I mean, normally the coach would come up and tell you how badly our team played, and clearly we're not bragging about our game tonight. But they played well enough that they deserve to be credited for the win instead of saying, well, we were just terrible.
You thought you had enough effort early, though, in the first period?
I was close. You know, I didn't like the way we moved the puck all night, which was a huge problem for us. There was no forecheck. Part of handling emotions is not. Look, we didn't play well enough. That's my responsibility, and that's the bottom line.
Hey, Paul, being right there in the playoff hunt, and obviously this is a little bit of a step backwards, how do you keep your boys motivated going forward?
That's the key to all this. You're going to have some games in there, hopefully not too many, where you play like you did tonight. And then we've got to find a way to rebound. Huge game for us Saturday and against Atlanta. And I'm not sure if we looked past this one. Shame on us if we did. I don't think that's the case. I think Toronto played a great, real good game.
All the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
How much of a backbreaker was it in the second period, not scoring at 5-3?
Yeah, we get one by him and almost through him, but not in. That's a road goal. I mean, you need that one on the road, yeah.
They really just kept on taking one for the team, though.
Oh, man, they were laying it pretty good for them. We were getting shots in the holes that we want to get the puck through. The bottom line for our club, we were just slow tonight with everything that we did. Couldn't get the shots off. We just weren't good.
Sorry, as I say, from my perspective there, it looked like Ron called the timeout at the right time because you guys were coming in it. You could have made it a one-goal game there.
And that's what we needed to do. You know, I think they got their third goal was absolutely disappointing.
Tough to blame Cam for being disappointed with that, eh?
Wow. No, it just can't happen. But we don't cheat well. Some teams cheat well. We don't cheat well. When we cheat, we're dragging it out of our net. And that is the challenge with this club, is getting them not to cheat.
You mentioned how big Saturday is and a five-game roadie after that. I mean, I know everything's critical now, but that's big
stuff. Yeah, right. We're coming in tonight, six of our next seven are on the road, and it's into Jersey and into Philly and into, you know, we've got some. This is not the time for us to have this one, but hopefully we can shake it off and use it as a game where we can look back and say we learned how to get better.
Thank you, Paul.